James Cameron's film wasn't the only movie about avatars in 2009. There was Surrogates, starring Bruce Willis, and the movie Gamer, where Gerard Butler plays a warrior who was controlled by a teenage kid. Both movies tanked at the box office. But Studio 360's Eric Molinsky thinks that movies about avatars, even the flops, can tell us a lot about the way we live now.
Avatar is a very old word. It goes back to Hindu theology, when a god takes a human body, or an avatar, to walk on the earth. But avatars, as we know them, didn't start to the early 1980s, when a scientist named Chip Morningstar wanted to help sick kids in a hospital.
And so they built this idea of the avatar, which these kids would have a little visual representation, and they would log into a little local network.
Mark Stephen Meadows is a computer scientist and the author of the book, I, Avatar.
What that meant was that these kids that were normally locked up in little bedrooms in the hospital that couldn't spend time with other kids had the ability suddenly to become social and to be a little bit more of a normal kid in a way that their bodies weren't allowing them to do.
It sounds like the new James Cameron film Avatar, where a crippled soldier gets to move again through a second body. Cameron's film is the biggest blockbuster to deal with this idea in 10 years. Think all the way back to 1999. The most talked about movie was The Matrix by the Wachowski brothers.
Right now, we're inside a computer program.
Is it really so hard to believe?
In The Matrix, Keanu Reeves' character discovers that the world around him is just a computer simulation. His real body is lying in a tub of goo somewhere.
Boy, it really begins and ends with The Matrix.
Chris Baker's an editor at Wired magazine. He says all these movies are exploring the same idea. What happens when we separate the mind from the body?
Yeah, that's something even more fundamental. Something that goes all the way back to, you know, Descartes and the idea of, are we just a brain in a vat? Something we all fundamentally wonder about. You know, can I trust the reality of the world around me?
Movies that flopped, like Surrogates, Gamer, Lawnmower Man, or Johnny Mnemonic, came down on one side or the other. Avatars are a dangerous idea. Don't separate the mind from the body. Or they're liberating. The Matrix is more ambivalent. Your real body may be in some scary place, but if you master the illusion, you can stop bullets with your fingertips, which is awesome. Mark Stephen Meadows.
I don't think that it's as distinct, this mind-body separation, as we might think, because ultimately your brain's just this, you know, piece of meat that's stuck inside of a dark box, and there's little electrical signals that are going in and out through that dark box, namely your skull, and that's what interfaces with the outside world.
In other words, we trust our brains to mediate the world around us.
And so if I'm running around or flying around or sexing around in a virtual world, my brain still ultimately reads that as real. Media is real. It ultimately says that you are living this experience that you're viewing.
It sounds like science fiction, but that's normal for Felicia Day. She's an actress that writes and stars in a web series called The Guild. It's about a group of people that live vicariously through the game World of Warcraft.
They'd always say, write what you know, and I really felt like there was a lot of material to draw upon.
Shot on no budget, The Guild is funny and surprisingly poignant, especially when the characters try to be friends in the real world.
My guild, my real-life guild, did meet in real life, and that was sort of a spoof that I used in episode 5 of season 1. Where the group gets together and there's just a really awkward silence until they start talking about the game.
This is Zabu, real name.
Sijan Balakrishnan Goldberg.
And I'm Clara, real name Clara.
You use your real name for your avatar.
Yeah, well, I tried an alias on another game, but my kid picked it up and started calling me Mominatrix. My husband got pissed.
Well, it's great to finally meet everyone. After spending 6 hours a day together, we can finally put a face to a voice. Talk about real life for a change, right?
Felicia Day considers herself a booster for Avatar games, but she wants to keep at least one foot in the real world.
I have gotten to the point where sometimes I was too online and lost touch with the people who are in my life, really. And at the end of the day, I have to think, who's going to pick me up at the airport if I need a ride? And it might not be that guy who I play with in New Jersey.
Some of you are thinking, so? I don't play computer games. I would never have an avatar. Chris Baker says, think again. Have you ever had an email relationship with someone? Are you on Facebook? Well, that picture of you and the personality you craft around it, that's your avatar.
People who would never be caught dead playing a video game are spending a lot of time tweaking the way they project themselves into an online world in the same way that someone who fine-tunes the look of their chainmail in World of Warcraft would.
Which comes back to the question, is it bad to separate the mind from the body? Well, I hope not, because we're all doing it. As we navigate through this new social landscape, it's going to be up to each of us to decide what's real. For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
There is, of course, a music video for this song, Do You Want to Date My Avatar? And we've got it at studio360.org.